Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we warmly greet you and welcome you, and we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. Yesterday, I began a message I've entitled Filled with New Wine, and I shared 11 verses from the second chapter of the Gospel of John yesterday, which describes the wedding at Cana, and John records that this was the first of the miracles that Jesus had performed. And as it said in Luke, the fourth chapter, verse 18, remember when Jesus stood up to declare the Spirit of the Lord was upon him? I shared yesterday, and this is what we want to look at a little more closely today, that this first miracle was completely different from every other work that Jesus performed. When we look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, Jesus declared this, it's rendered a little differently, but he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me," Isaiah did, "because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." That's as far as he went. The day of the vengeance of our God is coming. However, that was what he was declaring. This day is that scripture fulfilled in your ears. And so as I pondered this miracle that Jesus performed at the request of his mother Mary, he and Jesus, as well as some of his disciples, were guests there, I began to question, why did he do it? Because there were no miraculous healings. There were no demons cast out. The dead were not raised, as we see in his other marvelous, mighty miracles that he performed while he ministered during those 3 years. But what we just have to ask, why did he do it? And as I shared yesterday, it was not likely to be social pressure or the fact that he was just obeying his mother as a good Jewish boy, but it could be that we see there was a dynamic in occurrence that he was, in a sense, responding to Mary's faith because she knew her son, and she said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And I would suggest to you that during this period of time, remember when Jesus felt the call of his Father to begin his ministry, what did he do? He went to John the Baptist to be baptized, and the Holy Spirit came upon him and filled him in fullness. And then it said he went into the wilderness and fasted 40 days and 40 nights. This is when he began, when he came out of the wilderness, he defeated, he was tested those 3 times, says the devil left him for a period of time, that he then began his ministry. And so his relationship with his mother was definitely changing. We know that when he was a young boy, we don't know much from scripture, but when he was 12 years old, that he went with them to celebrate the Feast of Passover at Jerusalem, and he stayed behind and was ministering to the lawyers and the teachers in the synagogue, and they were amazed with his knowledge. And he said, "Don't you know I need to be about my Father's business?" But he went back with his parents, his earthly parents, if you will, and was subject to them, and he grew in grace and wisdom and in the power of the Holy Ghost. However, Mary had laid up in her heart the words that had been given since Jesus was born, even the on that very night. Remember, the angels came and the shepherds came and the wise men. She stored up all those things in her heart. And so there was a transitioning in their relationship. He was just not her natural son, but he was, as she declared in the Magnificat, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And so I would suggest to you, and this was just something the Lord, I believe, gave me revelation about, is that this unusual first miracle that Jesus performed that was completely different from every other miracle that he accomplished is a prophetic demonstration of what God is doing right now in this hour. And I will explain that suggestion. God is doing a work in these closing moments of time where he is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. He wants his people filled with new wine. Let's look a little more closely right now at what actually happened at the wedding. I'm not going to take time to read those verses again. But in that second chapter of John, those first 11 verses, it says that there were six water pots of stone. And six, if you know scriptural numerology, it's the number of man. And they were composed of stone. And what is stone? Well, it's a hard, solid, non-metallic mineral matter of which rock is composed. And as I meditated upon this, it struck me that these water pots, not only in number but in material, represent believers who are basically created in the image of God. We started as water pots. That's what they were used for, these water pots of stone. They were used for ceremonial washing and cleansing, normally used for washing the feet, because remember, in that day, people wore sandals and they got awfully dusty walking on those dirt roads. And so obviously that is not a very high or exalted calling to be used as water pots just for washing the feet, but God has taken us out of the very dust of the earth. Remember, Adam and Eve Adam was created out of the dust of the earth, and Eve was created out of the rib of Adam. But we are basically mineral matter, and God breathed into Adam the very breath of life. So I would suggest to you that these water pots of stone refer to us as believers, and it says literally in the scripture that they had two or three firkins apiece of water in them. And in terms of the description or the verbiage of that day, a firkin was about a fourth of a barrel of water, or about 9 English gallons. And Jesus's directions to the servants were to fill the water pots with water all the way to the brim. The servants filled them right to the brim. And beloved, what happens when we give our hearts to the Lord? Our bodies become the physical temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God comes to indwell us, and he lives within us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And so just stay with me now as I share the thoughts that the Lord has given as I considered this first miracle that Jesus performed. In John, the 20th chapter, a little later in that gospel, in that 20th chapter, what do we see recorded is basically Jesus had been crucified and his disciples were in fear, they were in hiding. And in verses 21 and 22, Jesus just totally shocks them. And he appears in their midst and he says, "Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you." Notice his words. He, at that point in time, is already commissioning them with basically what? The Great Commission, which he expresses before he ascends to heaven to make disciples of all nations. He said, "My Father sent me, and I am sending you." And then what does he do? In verse 22, it says, "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost." And so I would suggest to you, obviously, they were with Jesus for 3 years. They heard his teachings. They did not really understand when I don't know how many times he told them he was going to be crucified and killed and raised on the third day. But they never got it. They never understood it. But at this point in time, because Jesus had died, he became the perfect atonement for not only you and I, but for every living human being who will accept his salvation. It was at that point they were saved. And the Holy Ghost, remember he said he breathed on them? He said, receive the Holy Ghost. And so they received the Holy Ghost. They were born again. Their spirits were made alive. But was that the end of his instructions? No, it goes on in the first chapter of Acts, verses 4 and 5, and let me read that. In that opening chapter of Acts, it says, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem." And this is the Lord giving that word, and it says, and this is in red, "But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Praise God. And he is at that point giving them the Great Commission. Well, we are just getting into the message, and I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we will continue on. And if at any point in time you're not able to hear the broadcast or you'd like to rehear it, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and hear and listen anytime at your convenience. But I want to share with you, for those of you who are going through a battle, it's important, and there's great power in agreeing prayer. That's one of the spiritual principles that are mentioned in the Word of God. So I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. I'll pray personally for you and send back whatever God gives to bless your heart. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.